Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord, and our preacher is from South Africa, Father Martin Badenhorst. Father Martin is a pastor and a lecturer in Scripture at St. Augustine's College in Johannesburg. His preaching today is entitled Topsy Turvy.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the day came for them to be purified, as laid down by the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, observing what stands written in the law of the Lord: every firstborn male must be consecrated to the Lord, and also to offer in sacrifice, in accordance with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now in Jerusalem there was a man named Simeon. He was an upright and devout man. He looked forward to Israel's comforting, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death until he had set eyes on the Christ of the Lord. Prompted by the Spirit, he came to the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the law required, he took him into his arms and blessed God, and he said, "Now, Master, you can let your servant go in peace, just as you promised, because my eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared for all the nations to see, a light to enlighten the pagans and the glory of your people Israel." As the child's father and mother stood there, wondering at the things that were being said about him, Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "You see this child? He is destined for the fall and for the rising of many in Israel, destined to be a sign that is rejected, and a sword will pierce your own soul too, so that the secret thoughts of many may be laid bare. There was a prophetess also, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was well on in years, her days of girlhood over. She had been married for 7 years before becoming a widow. She was now 84 years old, and never left the temple, serving God night and day with fasting and prayer. She came by just at that moment and began to praise God, and she spoke of the child to all who looked forward to the deliverance of Jerusalem. When they had done everything the law of the Lord required, they went back to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. Meanwhile, the child grew to maturity, and he was filled with wisdom, and God's favor was with him." The Gospel of the Lord. Mary sings her Magnificat about things being turned upside down, and immediately they are. For those who follow Mary with songs of God's work are Zechariah and Simeon. Anna, in today's reading, speaks to others, but she does not sing a song. That is very strange and very upside down. You see, women like Mary sing songs of God's power and victory, not men. That Simeon sings is very strange and upside down. You see, women like Mary sing songs of God's power and victory, not men. This fact that proclaiming songs of victory as well as laments at loss is women's work, according to the witness of the Old Testament. We might recall Hannah singing God's triumph over a barrenness, the women greeting David with songs of triumph, Deborah proclaiming God's victory over Sisera. Women sing victory songs. The custom was not limited to the Jewish people of antiquity. It is well known around the whole Mediterranean basin. When men suddenly start singing in Luke's Gospel, those who first received the Gospel would immediately recognize that things have turned upside down. There is a fundamental change at work in the world. Throughout Luke's Gospel, this change, this resetting of society, this radical removal of social barriers, is expressed in a multitude of ways. And it is a sign that the quiet revolution started with Abraham is now gaining momentum. Even the very presentation of Jesus is a custom which replaced child sacrifice, replacing it with a substitutionary sacrifice of an animal. That substitution would reach its apex for all of us when Jesus is nailed to the cross. Now, do we accept this gift of fundamental change and renewal of human society? It is there at work, and we see so much resistance. Child sacrifice to gods may no longer be the fate of infants, but it is the fate of so many young people sacrificed to ideologies and nationalisms. Young people drafted into senseless conflict, young people losing lives while seeking a better home through migration or fleeing persecution. Not to forget those lost even before they are born, the unborn, dying from the malnourishment of their mothers, the violence of war targeting pregnant women, the preventable diseases which claim the lives of mothers and the children they carry, as well as those lost through elective abortion. As we celebrate the presentation, let us accept the call to join the vision of God's work in the world presented to us by Luke. Turn upside down all that separates from others or degrades them. Let grace, working through our community of faith, bring about that change which terminates the many forms of child sacrifice in our world, that, united as the children of God, we may be a beacon of hope, celebrating life.